This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Aid groups this week have made their first deliveries of food in a month to northern Gaza, where the UN has warned of worsening starvation among hundreds of thousands of Palestinians amid Israel's ground operations. A convoy of 31 trucks carrying food entered northern Gaza on Wednesday. The Israeli military office that oversees Palestinian civil affairs said, as of Sunday, the UN had been unable to deliver food to northern Gaza since January 23rd, according to the head of UNRWA, the UN Agency for Palestinian Refugees. Russian opposition politician Alexei Navalny's widow says his funeral is to take place in Moscow on Friday, but she is unsure whether police might arrest attendees. Reuters correspondent Lucy Fielder reports.
Yulia Navalny won multiple standing ovations in a speech to the European Parliament in Strasbourg on Wednesday. Judging from previous gatherings of Navalny supporters, the authorities will break up anything they deem to resemble a political demonstration under protest laws.
The funeral will take place the day after tomorrow. And I'm not sure yet whether it will be peaceful or where the police will arrest those who have come to say goodbye to my husband.
Navalny died aged 47 at an Arctic penal colony on February 16th.
Reuters correspondent Lucy Fielder. A top European Union official is calling for a new defense industry strategy to respond to security challenges posed by Russia's war in Ukraine.
At the heart of this must be a simple principle. Europe must spend more, spend better,